Lively Stones Meditations, Wednesday, 12th January 2022. Continue in the faith. Colossians 1:23. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Paul had a real heart to encourage us to continue in the faith. It is understandable because Paul, just one among so many men, suffered persecution for his faith and yet persevered and persisted. The lesson for us is that we also may have that degree of commitment, that we too may persist and continue in the faith. The word is clear. It is about carrying on, persisting, not failing or faltering. It is often standing as the lone tree in the gale, the last man standing. Steadfast is the now word, particularly on certain times like now and every now. In what way do we persevere? It's easy to say that things do not work out as we want them to. They never will, because the world does not revolve around you and me. I still find that difficult after nearly 70 years on this earth, and as Jill pointed out to me today, we pass on our attitudes, good and bad, to our children and grandchildren, to our wider family and friends, to our work colleagues and neighbours. We owe it to these wonderful people to radiate Christ by persevering in our faith. Without a doubt, it is a tough call. But today, tomorrow, and every day, let us awake and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which we have heard. A dear lady of great faith declared that she awakened and, before doing anything else, praised the Lord in what she called the heavenly language, speaking in tongues. This can also mean just singing a hymn or praise song to yourself or aloud, even just humming the tune. The Lord works in you through these things. I have found it to be true, and I confess that I have let that practice slip away of late. This message is for myself as much as for anyone else, but I know in my heart that persevering, continuing faithfully, is something we dare not ignore or let fall. Where our faith is concerned, our actions bring eternal consequences. Meditate on these things. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. You, therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. A Holy Command. Oswald Chambers on Love. Love with all your strength. The saint has one striking characteristic, and that is in loving with a divine love. Its thirst is not so much to be loved as to be lovable. The characteristics in the life of a saint are the characteristics of our Lord's life. The saint bears a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ. From Christian Discipline, Volumes 1 and 2.